This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Oregon is third in the nation for homelessness, according to federal data covering 2020. Now that state has an initiative to use motels as shelter for those chronically without a place, to those driven out of their homes by wildfire or evicted during pandemic. Melanie Sevchenko reports from Forest Grove, Oregon.
Maria Hernandez-Lopez lives in a one-bedroom motel unit in Forest Grove, Oregon, with her mother and three grandchildren. It's been functioning as a COVID respite shelter for displaced Latinx people since May of this year.
It was kind of hard losing your job, and then I had COVID, and one of my grandkids had COVID, so made it even harder for me to get back to work.
Lopez lost her job in construction, and then her house when she couldn't afford the rent. Traditional shelters weren't an option because of COVID restrictions, says Maria Caballero Rubio. She's the executive director of Central Cultural, which serves the Latinx community in Washington County.
We have not been able to house people in a congregate setting as we used to before. We had to find a way.
Rubio's group purchased the Forest Grove Motel for $2.2 million using money from Project Turnkey. Nan Roman is CEO of the National Alliance to End Homelessness, which has researched the hotels-to-housing model.
Hotels and motels were empty because of the pandemic and not receiving any revenue.
Oregon granted Project Turnkey nearly $75 million to acquire 19 underused motels across 13 counties. It joins California and Vermont with similar statewide programs that launched in 2020.
It really is a significant opportunity because we could add a lot of units to stock affordably and quickly.
In 7 months, Project Turnkey says it increased Oregon's shelter capacity by 20%. The cost of buying a motel works out to around $87,000 per room, including small renovations. That's less than half of what it costs to build a new affordable housing apartment. Here's Megan Loeb of Project Turnkey.
We're meeting the immediate need, but we're also helping communities be better prepared for future disasters.
Most of the Project Turnkey properties will be converted into transitional or permanent housing, with services for different types of residents, from veterans to those recovering from substance abuse. In Forest Grove, Oregon, I'm Melanie Sevchenko for Marketplace.